to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the passage of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote, South Carolina Public Radio and South Carolina ETV are broadcasting this series, Sisterhood, South Carolina Suffragist, a look at how local women played a role in a national movement that eventually guaranteed more than 26 million women the right to vote.
Anne Christensen-Politzer lives at the end of a dirt road on St. Helena Island. The view from her back porch is as stunning as her story. White egrets elegantly wade along the marsh as Anne unfolds two large cardboard displays beside her like wings. The retired school teacher is prepared to talk about her great-great-grandmother, Abby Holmes Christensen, a celebrated suffragist, folklorist, and educator.
She was legendary in the family. She was a little tiny woman, less than 5 feet tall.
Abby was 12 when her family arrived in Beaufort from Massachusetts just before the end of the Civil War. Her parents were abolitionists who wanted to help freed slaves, acquire land, and an education. As a teenager, Abby taught black children how to read, but she too was learning about West African Gullah culture.
And she started writing down the Gullah stories they had to tell because she thought they were so funny and clever.
Abby later published those stories and used the money to build a boarding and day school for black children in Beaufort. The Port Royal Agricultural School taught more than reading, writing, and arithmetic. It taught life skills like sewing, cooking, and farming.
The school produced so much cotton and so many vegetables that they helped to pay for the school. The students paid $7 a month, and that was heavy duty for a lot of them.
Anne says Abby ran the school until 1920, when she sold it to the county for $1. By then, Abby had married and raised six children. One died at the age of five. She had become interested in the issues of temperance and suffrage and was a founding member of the South Carolina Equal Rights Association. Her son, Niels, served as a longtime state senator who tried to ratify the 19th Amendment. Abby was also one of the first educators in the nation to found a Montessori school, which she ran from her Beaufort home. Anne tells Abby's story like it's her own.
Oh, yeah, I relate to her. She raised five children, I raised four. You know, she started a school and so did I.
Yet Anne really didn't know much about Abby until her father was dying and began to share stories. She was struck by their shared commitment to education and suffrage. Anne taught English overseas in the Peace Corps. When she returned to Beaufort, she found public schools lacking. So she started the first private school for both black and white students, the E.C. Montessori and Grade School in Beaufort. As for suffrage, Anne's last name is Politzer. She just happened to marry a man related to the famed Politzer sisters, who also fought for voting rights for women.
All these years later.
Now 80, Anne goes door to door with her granddaughters, encouraging people to vote. She remembers a black man who would barely open his front door. He told her he couldn't vote because he's a convicted felon.
And I said, well, have you served your time? Yes. Are you on parole? No, ma'am. I said, well, you can vote, but you've got to go register.
It's a moment Anne will never forget.
And his smile, like I gave him back his citizenship in the country. And the girls got to see that.
It was a teaching moment, a lesson learned about the power of education and the right to vote. On St. Helena Island, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.